Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Make it make sense.
With Ayanda Nyati.
Hey, so yeah, I'm excited for this one today because, yo, for the past 4 years, we've been waiting for this Ripo thing to happen. Mm. And finally, it happened last week. To be quite honest, with the Ripo going up or down, my only concern is the bond. To be quite honest.
Yeah.
Like, I don't worry about many other things. Maybe I don't understand it that much, you know. I'm like, you know, some of our listeners and an ordinary man in the street, you know. Whenever the South African Reserve Bank makes an announcement on the repo rate, the story is often reported with that everyone understands what the repo rate actually is. So we mostly know the impact that the repo rate has on our finances. If the repo rate goes up, then the cost of our credit and loan payments will increase, and that if it goes down, then the cost of our credit and loans decrease. That's why there were so many of us at the Delicious this weekend, because repo has gone down. And we also understand that there's a listener last week who asked us to make sense of the repo rate in this way. And today, we are going to have a NetBank guest on the line. Mr. Nyati will tell you who it is. We can just play the voice note, ne? If it's all right.
Yep, let's go for it.
Thank you.
Before I'll say make it make sense. Repo rate na ehile. It's funny in numbers in rent. It's in a percentage sometimes just shy. And it's still in rents, in rent value.
No, sir, feel us. We survived. We survived the weekend that was. Yeah, we're going to try and make sense of the repo rate today. And you're right. I sometimes get the sense that people look around their mouth when they think about how we should be responding.
Yeah.
With you, it goes down, you look first, everybody's celebrating, so let me join in. But what is this thing? And why do we, especially in the news, make such a big of fuss of it, you know?
Yeah.
Because whether or not you have debt, actually, you might be affected by it. So you're right, we have an economist with NetBank. That's Isaac Machego. I hope I pronounced your surname correctly, sir. Welcome to Drive 959.
No, thank you. That's spot on.
Ah, okay. At least one thing right.
Ah, you know, I think they're getting better.
Yeah. All right. So let's start with the rudimental questions, right? There's a repo rate and there's a prime lending rate. Can you just define those things for us and what the difference is?
Okay. Let's start with the repo rate. The repo rate is set by the South African Reserve Bank, and we can simply describe it as the price of money. Remember that whatever asset you want to acquire, you got to pay for it a price. And believe you me, even money has got a price. Now the repo rate is the price at which the South African Reserve Bank lends money to commercial banks. Commercial banks will be where you and I go to borrow money for our homes, as Glenn was talking about, mortgages. So commercial banks go to the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank has got the sole legal mandate in South Africa to issue money, to print money, to create money. So commercial banks borrow from the South African Reserve Bank at the repo rate. And since last week, as actually things last Thursday, we saw the repo rate falling from 4.25 to 8%. So the cost of that money from the Reserve Bank to the commercial banks fell to 8% per year. So basically, for every 100 rand that a commercial bank borrows from the Reserve Bank, it has to repay an interest of about 8 rand a year. Right. Then comes the prime rate. You asked about the prime rate. The prime rate is the rate that the commercial banks will charge you and I. Because remember, commercial banks borrow from the Reserve Bank and they've got to make their own money, which is 3.5 percentage points. So when you and I go to the bank to borrow money, they will charge us at the prime rate, which is that 11.5%.
All right. Okay. So in other words, you work with NetBank. NetBank needs to borrow money too. So when NetBank borrows 100 rand from the Reserve Bank, they need to pay back 108 rand, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and then the prime lending rate is essentially Ayanda now goes and asks for a loan from NetBank, and Ayanda borrows 100 rand, he needs to pay back 111 rand, I think it is, because of the prime rate. Okay.
On the dot.
All right. Now, there's also talks of a monetary policy committee. These are the people at the Reserve Bank who make the decision. What kind of considerations do they have to make before they decide whether or not this repo rate will go up or down?
Yes. Remember that the Reserve Bank has got what we call an inflation target. The Reserve Bank wants to see the inflation rate in South Africa being between 3 and 6%. But strictly speaking, their target is the midpoint of that range, which is 4.5%. Now, where does money come in with inflation? When people can have easy access to money, they can borrow, we will all go out and borrow. And in the case of the mortgage, when we can borrow in a particular area, if we all want to buy houses in a particular area, the price of homes in that area will go up because money is easily accessible. Mm-hmm. And the rate at which the prices goes up is the inflation rate. Now, if this inflation rate is above 4.5%, the South African Reserve Bank will say, nope, money is cheap in South Africa, so what do? You raise the price of money by increasing the repo rate so that less people can have access to money, and with less people having access to money, it means the demand of homes will be lower, and that would simply mean that the rate at which the price of homes goes up or the inflation rate of homes reduces, comes down, or can even fall into negative. So the Reserve Bank watches the overall inflation rate in the economy. But of course, this brings in fuel prices, this brings in food prices. So the Reserve Bank is just concerned about the inflation rate.
Now, a lot of the focus I know on the repo rate is placed on people who have debt, right? So when you have debt, obviously you want the repo rate to go down. But when you have savings, you're not necessarily happy by that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, when you have savings and you deposit money with any bank, it means you are lending money to that bank. Now that bank has to pay you interest, which is the price of you lending money to that particular bank. So you want higher interest rates because it means that your returns are higher. But when you borrow your own money, you want the cost of that money or the price, and in this case, the prime interest rate, to be as low as possible so you can have extra cash for the delicious festival maybe.
Yeah, I guess.
Exactly. Precisely. All right. Thank you for breaking it down for us. I hope it makes a whole lot more sense than it did to people who were listening at least 5 minutes ago. Isaac Macheko is an economist with Nedbank. Big take home there. Repo rate basically matters because if it goes up, you're paying the bank more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If it goes down, you're paying the bank less because your interest is what is ultimately being affected.
Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get another one by year's end. Another 25%.
Yes, that's the speculation. I mean,
so that when we come back at January, because January is a long month, guys.
Sure.
January has 90 days. Okay?
Yeah.
January has 90 days.
Yeah. Can you imagine if they drop it at December? Okay?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Temba bomashoni sabase lokshini bayizwile ukuthi yini repo rate
ngathi.
You know, he's just raised something I didn't even think about, because then they'll start, but hey,
but I'm sure he's also alluding to the fact that Bumashunisa don't care a damn about the repo rate.
They've got your ID.
The return is 80%, it's 80%. They don't care.
Yeah, big animal.
Oh, yeah.
Make sense.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.